Right now, we've got Monique from the Bayhaven on the line. Good morning to you, Monique. Can you hear us?
Good morning. I can hear you very well, thank you.
You're coming through loud and clear. So Mussel Bay has got good signal there today. Is it raining up that way as well today?
Yes, of course. It's a Saturday. We've been having rain for the last how many Saturdays now?
Yeah, it's spoilt many a sporting event down in this side, and I'm sure all around the country as well. But hopefully the World Cup will be in the dry there tonight. Monique, you run the Bunny Haven and you rescue bunnies. And maybe firstly tell us a bit about yourself and where you're situated. And we'll cross over and give the listeners some contact details and all that as we go through the show.
Thank you so much. We started off at Southern Cape Bunny Haven. We're in the Southern Cape, very close to Mussel Bay on a farm. We are Africa's largest rabbit rescue, rabbit only. And yeah, we deal with rescuing rabbits all around. We started only in the Southern Cape, but at this stage, it's all around the country that we've got projects going.
Lovely stuff there, and I've heard so much about it, and I've only heard good stories and absolutely fascinated by the work that you're doing there, and we won't even go into the numbers of bunnies that you have rescued, and I'm lucky enough to own one or two of those as well, so lovely stuff. And I must just tell you that when I got those rabbits, they were the friendliest bunnies I've ever come across there. Some of your rescue efforts there, maybe you could just tell us one or two. I know my bunny came from a very special place there.
Yes. Well, rescue is all in different stages. We've got people that dump their bunnies in felds and we have to go and rescue them. We also have backyard breeders that breeds the bunnies under the most horrible circumstances, and sometimes nature conservation comes in and say, no, that's done now. It has to stop, so we do rescue efforts. We also do rescue efforts in places where people breed for snake food under really, really, really bad conditions. So, yeah, it's a whole world of rescue out there that nobody knows about because rabbits are mostly overlooked. People see them in a felt and think, oh, that's a cute bunny. I love seeing them there. But they do not know about the suffering that that little creature is undergoing.
Yeah, there's always a bit of bad news with the good news. And unfortunately, those circumstances are out there. Very similar to walking into a pet shop and seeing that cute little bunny. It could be a cute animal, any animal for that matter. And when you get it home, it's a whole different kettle of fish to actually look after that animal correctly.
Yes, that's where people mostly dump their bunnies. It's very cute at first, then it starts growing, hormones starts kicking in, and you don't know how many people tell me, listen, if you don't come and get this rabbit today, I'm going to dump it in the veld because I'm over it, I'm over the cleaning, I'm over caring for this little creature. They don't even give the rabbit a chance to sterilize them and see exactly what personality. But they are absolutely wonderful companions.
I have found that myself as well too, and it does take some getting used to, and it's a little bit more work looking after the bunnies and cleaning up and that after them, but they're really very intelligent and quite clean animals as well too. So I'm loving my bunnies there, and we had a very, very special Douglas, I think is what our one's been renamed, and that one was roaming around on the freeway, so always sad to hear those stories, but most of the stories I've heard have had very happy endings there. Give us an idea of how many bunnies you're currently looking after there. It's a massive operation for you.
Yes, at the Haven ourselves at this stage, we have just over 400 because some of the foster moms brought their bunnies back because of RHD. And then we have about 2,000 rabbits that fall under our umbrella projects for this stage that we are responsible for. So it's quite a big operation.
Lovely stuff. And one of the questions we're going to be asking you a little bit later in the interview here is how can a local community support? And, of course, we'll be getting some contact details and information from you as well so that we can get the public that wish to assist to help you there as well. And of course, there is the adoption process. But let's get to that dreaded four-lettered word, the RHDV. Very sad, and it's unfortunately got into the country. So we'll ask you some of those precautions a bit later. But how has it affected you? Have you been okay on that side so far?
Unfortunately, not. The garden route has been hit quite hard. Many people didn't even think of reporting the deaths to the state vet or other vets. They just see multiple rabbits dead and they started burying them without knowing exactly what's going on. So because of the incorrect burial procedures, the virus spread like crazy. We have lost about 100, just over 100 rabbits from the haven itself, but not from the haven premises, belonging to foster moms and on our feral camps that we have. It's really, really hard. It's sad.
Yeah, very.
You did all the work. You rescued. Yeah, you rescued them, and suddenly they just wiped out.
Very, very sad there as well. And from the symptoms, there's very little you can tell until it actually starts happening there. Maybe you can highlight the symptoms. Is there an easier way to spot it? Should people be more vigilant and watching their bunnies a bit closer? And maybe what they shouldn't be doing is traveling and crossing boundaries and maybe introducing a new rabbit to their little, we can't call them a fleet, it's a fleet of cars, to their bunny hatch.
To their fluffle,
I love that word, while we're going through these bad times.
Yes, people, please need to stay vigilant. You need to do biosecurity. You need to have your foot soles sprayed when you've been into areas where there are active RHD ongoing. But people also need to vaccinate their rabbits. It's really, really important. The symptoms are so fast. When you see the symptoms starting, it's actually too late. You can't really treat the bunny. We have been doing some really good work in pulling through some bunnies. Also vaccinated bunnies that got really ill afterwards, you do need to support them. Otherwise, they still get very ill. So it's really a bad disease. When people see that their bunnies aren't eating and they're just sitting and then suddenly their nose is becoming wet, it's basically too late already.
Yeah, that's the sad thing about this, this virus. The disease. It's not so easy to actually pick it up. And as you say, sometimes it's already too late. So very, very scary. So one needs to take the preventative measures, as you're saying. And I think it was F10 also as a disinfectant will help partially towards that as well. You mentioned cleaning shoes and that sort of stuff when you've been into an area.
That's correct. F10 is one of the disinfectants that really helps in killing off the virus, but it's got certain exposure times, so you need to mix it correctly. There's a lot to do. When people are unsure, they can always go and see on the website rhd.offafrica.com. We have teamed up with all of the other industries in the rabbit world to try and get the word out. The most important for us now is that people know the virus is here. You have to know about that. If you get to people where rabbits may be kept, you have to do their biosecurity. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad if people ask you, listen, can you please clean your foot soles? Can you spray your hands? So just keep with everybody. Let's keep the rabbits safe.
Very, very dangerous and very, very scary. And as you say, unnoticeable there as well. So one has got to be extra or take it extra carefully there. We also talked then about the adoption process from your side, but I would imagine that crossing boundaries and that now at the moment, those are on hold at the moment, but maybe you can just let us know how it does work for future. Hopefully we can get rid of this virus rather rapidly. It's not going to be that easy, though.
Yeah, at this stage, we are asking the state vets and everyone for a full rabbit lockdown. In other words, You may not buy any rabbits, you may not sell any rabbits, you may not travel with any rabbits until this disease is fixed, with the only exceptions for going to the vet. That will help us to curb the virus itself. After that, we'll be doing adoptions again. For now, we are not doing anything, as you said. Adoptions are actually quite easy. We need to have a virtual look at your place where you stay. This is not about you. This is to see where the bunnies can get out, how safe they will be. Because rabbits are really, really quite innovative little creatures. They can basically anywhere if they get half a chance. So it's always about safety first, and we do not want to have them end up in the street again. So adoption process goes with a home check. Home checks can be done virtually, and we screen you. Then it's quite fast. From now on, we will also ask that vaccination is mandatory when you adopt a bunny.
Yeah, we talk about bunnies getting out. If you think they can't get out, they will get out because they somehow seem to be able to squeeze through the smallest of holes. And you took the words out of my mouth. The very next thing was my vaccinations, very importantly, and good to see that when people adopt, that is compulsory there. But that is one of the preventative measures and an important measure. And I see they are starting to introduce that into the vets at the moment. And it should become, if not already available in some places, a little costly. And we'll talk a bit about that later on in the interview there. But yes, the vaccination, maybe tell us a bit more about that.
Vaccinations can be done at a number of the vets all around the country at this stage. Yes, the vaccination is quite expensive. It took about 6 months just for the vaccination to get into South Africa after we started asking for it. So it's a whole process. At this stage, because this is a notifiable disease, only vets can administer the vaccine. So we ask people, especially if you have pet rabbits that you really care about, I know it's a lot of money, but please get them vaccinated. We are also trying to have to raise funds to get some of the Bunnyhaven rabbits vaccinated as well. So phone your closest vet. A list of the vets are also available on the website, the rhd.offafrica.com website. Yeah, vaccinations are really, really important. We have the ERAVAC vaccine in South Africa, so it's a once-off that you give per year.
Yeah, that is an ongoing thing, as I've learned as well, too. It's not just one vaccination. There will be future follow-ups after the year. And it is costly at the moment, but I do believe, or they'd like to try and get a second vaccine on the go as well there that could come in a little bit cheaper. But importantly, get that vaccine done.
That's correct. It's most important, if you love your rabbits, get the vaccination done.
Then we spoke about the drive at the moment, and I'm not quite too sure where it's been posted, if it's on the Haven site or whichever, but there's a massive drive at the moment on getting as many of the Haven's bunnies vaccinated as well. And the last I heard, that was doing extremely well. And well, we've got some sponsorship on board as well, and sort of the better we can do, the more bunnies we are going to be able to vaccinate as well.
That's correct, yes. The Harcourt Foundation has been really, really good to us. So if we raise a certain amount of funds, and the fundraiser has been posted on the Bunnyhaven Facebook page as well, they will give us a certain amount so that we can do vaccinations for a lot of the bunnies in the Haven. We have really special rabbits here. It's not only rescue rabbits. We have rabbits that we are monitoring to see how diseases that they had are turning out. And this is actually groundbreaking in getting the word out to so many other people about caring for your rabbits, that there are ways of curbing disease like EC and all of the other stuff. So we really need to protect these rabbits to see what's going on. And we need to make their lives better. We need to save their lives. It doesn't help that we've been doing so much for them and they just die from a disease and get wiped out.
Yeah, and bunnies on top of it are just a little bit more fragile than your doggies and kitties. They tend to pick up these things, so you've got to be very vigilant and observant and keep an eye on your bunny's behavior. And if you see something not right, investigate it immediately.
That's correct. Rabbits are actually falling under the exotic vets. So it's a bit more costly. They have special care. They can't be treated like a normal cat or a dog. They are really, really totally different animals. And we've been seeing now to make it easier for other people that own bunnies how to fast and effectively help your rabbit in any circumstances until you can get to the correct vet. A correct vet is really important.
Yeah, I think we're getting more and more of our local vets involved in bunnies as well too, which is also good to see. Just very quickly, what other challenges do you face with the rabbit organizations?
Well, as most NPOs and animal welfare operations, funding is always an issue. We can do all the work, but we really, really need funding to keep on doing what we're doing. Rabbit rescue, it costs a lot of money. Sterilizations, we are very high up on sterilizations. There's too many rabbits. Well, after this RHD, I don't know anymore, but sterilizations needs to be done. The amount of diseases that inbred rabbits can carry is totally, totally bad. But they are so, so cute, and they've got the most amazing personality, so we do not deny them a life. We sterilize them, and we make sure that they have happy lives.
Oh, yes, and it's the cutest thing out as well. They're actually very, very intelligent as well, more intelligent than what we actually think, and you've actually got to own a bunny to realize that as well, too. Community engagement, where can, I know we've got this big drive on at the moment, and if the people look on the website and they do see the details there, please, we ask them to assist. That's with the Harcourts Foundation there to try and raise enough funds to get as many bunnies as we can vaccinated there as well. But how else can the community, is there anything they can donate or contact? You know, sometimes people are throwing out even simple little things like the little shells or dishes or whatever that, you know, food dishes, and that we'll just toss it in the bin. But lots of those things can help.
Yeah, we are also starting a charity shop quite soon, and we will need basically anything from there. At this stage, anything that people can donate, even towels and blankets, all of those stuff we need for the bunnies. Our bunnies are kept as inside pets. They are also made used to being as an inside pet. So it's a total different ball game that we do. We really need litter boxes, water bowls, but there are so many things that people can give us if they can donate to us.
Yeah, like if they've gone into a pet shop or something to possibly buy something for the other animals or whatever, and they see litter boxes there, for example, or water dishes or anything like that, we'll make a plan to get it to you. So they must just contact you, and we'll get the stuff to you there as well. And of course, it all helps. And the charity shop, I've heard about that. And, yeah, so, you know, that charity shop can have anything, and we could build up a collection there, and whatever we sell there can be used directly to help the bunnies.
That's correct, yes. The charity shop will be very crucial to our operations. Operations cost a lot. Feeding these little creatures cost a lot. They have to have hay. At this stage, because of RHD, we have to be really careful about where we buy hay. So it's costing more at this stage as well. We also ask that private pet owners be very careful where you get your hay from. Some of the hay in pet stores are now getting infected as well because they come from RHD areas. Yeah. It's a really big problem at this stage. People need to be vigilant, and we are there. Please contact me if you have any questions. If you have anything that you need to ask, contact me. I'm there.
Well, we're absolutely amazed by what you do, and I see we're running a little short on time there, but I'm going to give you a chance just for the last parting words there. And maybe very importantly next, before we do that, is some contact details, maybe numbers or websites where they can contact you. And we do have emergencies as well. They can actually contact you there. So maybe you could pass that on to our listeners.
Okay, my WhatsApp is basically always on. I am available nearly always. I sleep very little. If you need to phone me, if you have any questions at all, pop me a WhatsApp. I'll answer as soon as I can. My number is 060-466-2810. Also, when people go onto Facebook, look at Southern Cape Bunnyhaven. My number is there as well. The website as well, bunnyhaven.southerncape.com or bunnyhaven.org. Those all belong to me. I am redoing the websites as we speak. People are most welcome to contact me.
And I'm sure that if they just type in Bunnyhaven under the Google search, they will definitely come across the correct place, and they can correspond. As you say, numbers and that are available on that page as well.
That's correct, yes.
As I said to you earlier, we're absolutely amazed with all the work that you put into it there as well. It's plenty of hours. And as you said earlier, you don't sleep that much. It's almost a full-time job. But from my side, the stories that I've heard, you're doing an absolute fantastic job. Keep it up. And we most definitely are going to help as much as what we can from our side. Any parting words that you'd like to have there before we say bye?
Yes, I would like to urge people to give their bunnies a chance. Rabbits are the most, most amazing companion animals. They take away so much of your stress. They can make you laugh. But you have to remember, a rabbit is like a five-year-old child. They need loads of attention. They need loads of special food and special care. They are the most amazing little animal, but at this stage, please remember that rabbit hemorrhagic disease, or like we call it, bunny Ebola in loose terms, is really deadly. Please keep your rabbits safe and have a wonderful day.
So most definitely, if you're traveling abroad and you're visiting family up country and they say, why don't you take a bunny home with you? Rather not at this stage. Rather get it from a reputable Bunnyhaven or something like that, where you know that it's had all the vaccinations and you are getting a bunny. But best of all, rather at this stage, don't move bunnies around at all.
At this stage, do not move bunnies around at all, correct, yes. Lockdown.
Lovely stuff. Once again, we thank you for giving up your precious time. I know that you're always very, very busy there. And we'll chat again in the future. I'm sure we'll do some updates on RHDV, let me get that right, virus, and maybe we'll have some positive news for our listeners. But in the meantime, take the precautions, and we'll chat to you again soon.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day and weekend.
Same to you, and let's hope that that rain disappears, and we'll be in touch. Look after yourself and go well, and thank you again for giving up your precious time.
Goodbye.
Cheers for now. That's the Southern Cape Bunnyhaven, and very, very interesting conversations there. And wow, the amount of work that goes into it is unbelievable. And the amount of bunnies that they've rescued and looked after. The advice is always there as well too. So feel free to go to their website and have a look. And you can get hold of them. They're always willing to give you advice on how to look after your bunnies.